President Bush is trying to protect the U.S. steel industry from dumping by foreign competitors. The president said yesterday that he would ask an independent panel to investigate the effect that imports are having on the industry. That's a process that could lead to new trade sanctions against foreign competitors. He also will press U.S. allies for an agreement that could reduce global steel capacity. He faces almost certain opposition from U.S. trading partners. NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
The president said he would ask the International Trade Commission to look into whether imports are hurting the U.S. steel industry. Under Section 201 of U.S. trade law, such an investigation can be a first step toward imposing trade sanctions against foreign producers. The president's action was praised by a bipartisan group of senators from steel-producing states. In recent years, a flood of cheap imported steel has come into the United States, and that's helped push some 18 U.S. steel companies into bankruptcy. Illinois Senator Richard Durbin is a Democrat.
Northwestern Wire and Rod in Sterling, Illinois, recently shut its doors, 1,500 workers out of a job. Acme Steel in Chicago in Chapter 11 as we speak. How much more must we endure before the entire U.S. steel industry is out of work?
With his call for possible sanctions against foreign steel producers, President Bush is taking a step that his predecessor stopped short of, but he appears to have had little choice in the matter. There is considerable pressure in Congress to help the steel industry, especially with Democrats now in control of the Senate. If the administration circumvented such an effort, it might undermine one of its broader goals, winning fast-track trade authority from Congress. That is, the ability to negotiate trade pacts without congressional amendment. Gary Huffbauer is a trade specialist at the Institute for International Economics.
The last thing he needs is an industry with lots of congressional support, which is so unhappy at the distress of that industry that they block his broader legislative agenda.
But Huffbauer says that with his action yesterday, the president is also stepping into a political minefield. The steel industry is very much divided over what kind of trade sanctions are called for, and different companies are likely to disagree about what the scope of the investigation should be. For instance, Huffbauer says, some American companies import semi-finished steel slabs and then refine them for sale domestically.
Those firms which are importing the slabs, the last thing they want is any kind of import restraint on the slabs. But other firms who might be making the slabs, they think that it would be a very good idea to limit imports of slabs.
Likewise, industries that use steel in their products, especially the automotive industry, are likely to fight new import restrictions. Any attempt by the United States to curb imports is also certain to touch off opposition from U.S. trading partners. That could be especially problematic for the administration, says Russell Smith, an attorney representing the steel industries of Japan, Brazil, and several other countries. Smith notes that in Quebec recently, the president outlined his hopes for a hemisphere-wide trading pact, the so-called Free Trade Agreement of the Americas.
One of the comments that the Brazilians made was that they could not be in a position to support an FTAA unless it was clear that they would benefit from it by having restrictions on imports into the U.S. about which they were seriously concerned, negotiated or relieved in one way or another. And in particular, they cited steel and orange juice.
But U.S. officials are hopeful they can avoid antagonizing trade partners. Many analysts believe the global steel industry has too much capacity, including many outmoded plants kept alive largely through government subsidies. The administration hopes to persuade other countries to negotiate an agreement that would close some of those plants. If it can do that, it may be able to reduce conflicts over imports down the road. Jim Ciroli, NPR News, New York.